Ephesians 2 and verse 3 reads, "Among them we too all formerly lived in the lust of the flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest." The following is from the Puritan Joseph Eileen from the book A Sure Guide to Heaven. "The new man takes a new course. His conversation is in heaven. No sooner does Christ call one by effectual grace, but he immediately becomes a follower of Christ. When God has given him a new heart, he henceforth walks in his statutes. Though sin may dwell in him, truly a wearisome and unwelcome guest, it has no more dominion over him. He is not one man at church and another man at home. He is not a saint on his knees and a cheat in a shop. He turns from all his sins and keeps all of God's statutes, though not perfectly, yet sincerely, not allowing himself the breach of any. Now he delights in the word, and he sets himself to prayer. He has a good conscience, willing in all things to live honestly without offense towards God and men. Here you find the unsoundness of many that take for themselves good Christians. They take up the cheap and the easy duties of religion, but they are not thorough with the work. They are like a cake half-baked. You may find them exact in their words, punctual in their dealings, but they do not exercise themselves unto godliness. As for governing their hearts, they are strangers. You see them duly at church, but follow them to their families, and you see little but the worldly-minded. Follow them to their closets, and you will find their souls little looked after. They seem religious, but do not bridle their tongues. They may come to the closet and to family prayer, but follow them to their shops, and you will find them in the habit of lying and some fashionable deceit. The hypocrite is not thorough in obedience. The new man bears fruit unto holiness. But though he makes many a blot, yet the law in the life of Jesus is what he looks for as his pattern. He respects all of God's commandments. He is sensitive in his conscience, even to the little sins and little duties." Amen.